This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast Q&A episode, where you drop some K-pop related questions and Haley and I will do our best to answer them.
Yes.
Opinionated, subjective, objective, doesn't matter. We're just going to answer them. So just keep dropping your questions and we will answer it. It looked like many of you did enjoy and get some help from that last episode, because we kind of accidentally missed one of the weeks, but before
because we were at Blackpink. That's
we were at Blackpink, and we had Jin, and then before that, there was a lot going on. But either way, excuses aside, I hope that helped with the K-pop, K-pop concert,
what to bring.
So, I think I saw some comments on Spotify. So thank you all for chatting amongst each other and letting us know how you thought of that podcast. It seemed like it did help some of you. Mm-hmm. So as long as it even helped one of you, we really appreciate it in general. So we'll keep it rolling. This time it's not a concert related question ish, but, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't done so.
And if you do want to ask us K-pop related questions, you can send them on our Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
You can also email us on Gmail. So permissionstandpodcast@gmail.com. And you can drop questions there, any kind of questions, as long as they are, of course, K-pop related.
Mm-hmm.
This week's random question that we just chose from the little fax machine inbox from all of you is actually, it's like a twice specific one, but I mean, it's very interesting as well.
Because I feel like this can relate to other K-pop groups.
Exactly. Too. And it's kind of relevant because literally Twice just started they kicked off their world tour. The world tour is going to be like over a year long, I feel like.
As always.
For this one. And it's very exciting because if you didn't even know, Twice's world tour for this roundabout for their 10th anniversary, basically. Mm-hmm. It's kind of insane because they're performing on 360 stages. So you can see them from like...
It's like K-Con stage.
Yeah. So, and the way that they're performing, and I think I saw little glimpses of it, was really cool because it's like they probably had to change up the rotation and like the choreography, like where they're standing, right? Like the choreography, sure, the same, but the way that they're adjusted is for this specific, very special, unique stage. So very looking forward to this. And whenever, they'll be traveling the globe for this. Like I said, I feel like it's going to reach on over like a year long because it's such a big event and it's such a, it's Twice and it's a world tour. So that's not the Q&A yet because we haven't even talked about it. Hey, yes. What is the question?
So today's Q&A is, how long do you think Twice has being active since they might consider things like marriage and having children?
Very interesting. I mean, because honestly, there's always going to be, like the light at the end of the tunnel, we reach it, right? And it's the journey's kind of over because, I don't know, they have kids or they want to actually have their own lives, right?
Past K-pop. That's true. So, but it's also, there's K-pop idols that have kids and they are married and they're still active.
Look, talking about Taeyong, of course. But tell me more. Tell me like 10 more then.
No.
Tell me two more, actually, Haley.
There is probably more, but I just can't
with
think of
secret
them.
Secret kids and wives, like RM.
RM doesn't have secret wives and kids.
That conspiracy still makes me laugh, but I mean, you never know. Either way, let's see. So the question was, how long do you think Twice has left being active? Okay, so we are all celebrating the 10th year anniversary of Twice this October, October 20. 2025, as Twice did debut after their reality hit show 16.
Right.
That was October 2015. Mm-hmm, sorry. Mm-hmm. I was 15 and 20. Yes. All of it's too many 15s and 20s. So October 20, 2015 was when they debuted. So they already went through one contract renewal.
Yes.
Because the typical
contract
is, you're right, mm-hmm. is 7 years. We had that 3-year extension, which is, I think, very typical. It's like usually 3 years, sometimes mm-hmm. 2 years. So they did the 3-year extension. We're hitting the end of the 3-year extension. Mm-hmm. So we will probably be hearing more about their contract extension for this round, their second one, October 20th. If not early, like maybe a day or two.
Right.
I feel like they hold out. Like sometimes. Very, very close sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, okay, so
I mean,
how long do we, I mean, I think they're going to renew. I really think they're going to, I think so. I think they have to. They're going to have they're having a world tour, Haley.
No, that's true.
but regardless, I don't know how long. I would say maybe 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'll extend it 3 or past 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to just like do 2 years. I mean, it's possible even 1, but I think 2 years is the point. I think all the members are going to renew, mm-hmm. especially with the tour. However, I do think some of them may split in terms of their solo stuff. Like I know JYP, you know, we had Chewy do her solo with JYP, right?
Right.
But I feel like she might go the Blackpink route and like try to
do a different label.
Yeah, maybe like something with, because I feel like she's so huge in like Taiwan and right. like she has such a big following too, like within her own like nationality and mm-hmm. everything. That even like our like one of our friends who's like that follows Chewy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has that like feeling. Notion, that feeling going on that mm-hmm. she might defect in terms of performing for, or like her solo activities in general.
Right, but she'll still be with the group.
Right. Very similar to like, I mean, Blackpink. Look at
a
Blackpink.
Lot of, yeah, I feel like this is very common now. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, they're with the group label, but then for their solo stuff, they go outside of their label.
And it only makes sense because like the group label usually is focused on, you know, they have a lot of other artists under the group, under the company, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why sometimes they kind of get like, I don't want to say like tossed to the side, but you know, got kind of pushed, put to the side if depending on
priority,
what they want,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, that's why like Jennie, Lisa, mm-hmm. and Jisoo,
they all like made their own companies.
Yeah, they just defected and did shit themselves, and
mm-hmm. look how successful they are.
Well, that went really well.
Mm-hmm.
So Tsui might be doing the same thing, but yeah, they're gonna definitely renew. I think as a group, all OT9, all of them will renew. I just don't know how long. I really think maybe 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Because of course, like you know, like this listener that sent us this question, you know, they mentioned, you know, they might be considering things like marriage and having children, which is true.
It is true. I mean, I feel like they're in the right spot now in their lives where they can be thinking about that kind of stuff. They're getting older. And of course, they don't want to be like single forever.
Of course, and obviously, I think many of them have already, you know, been dating. Of course, we don't hear everything, but I mean, like the serious life of, you know, like actually, you know, marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Like before you can even get married, you probably have to get to know someone for a while,
right?
And you know, and then and then there's an engagement period, and then we have the marriage. But like,
but none of them are in relationships right now, are they?
I don't know. Isn't Jiho still with that one, the guy from buff guy?
Is she? I don't know, actually.
And Jiho, if talking about solo artists, she's definitely staying JYP forever. Because,
right.
I mean, we already watched that cool 20th anniversary mm-hmm. episode of her as a JYPE employee.
Right, for 20 years already.
Which is pretty impressive. But I think, I mean, I'm like, it's like funny enough, I'm trying to think of who would get married first from Twice. Who do you think? Do you have any idea. In my head, I don't want Sana to, but I mean, I want her to be happy.
I have no idea. I mean, actually, I'm sure
many people like are like looking forward to like when this, you know, this chapter comes.
I feel like it might still be a while too, though, because if they're still like focused on their career, like there's no time.
There isn't any time,
really, to like really put everything into.
Well, like Chae Young has been caught like even on Jeju with Zion T.
Right.
See, so like they're actively dating. If there's anyone getting married first, I will think it's either Chae, I don't know Young. Why. Chae Young, you know, the thing is with Dubu, she lives a very private life outside of her Twice activities.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you never know. Well, all of a sudden Dubu, Dahyun is going to be married, or like I really think maybe Jiho. I can't see the other ones getting the other, like everyone else getting any type of. Like,
I just feel because, like, you know, Twice is like they haven't been together as long as BTS. None of the BTS members have been married yet.
BTS has 2 years on them, right? 2013.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've been. I mean, Big Hit has made sure, like, you know, like all the dating scandals and all that stuff has kind of, you know, not shown up. I mean, we're looking at even like Gen 2. If we look at Gen 2, there's some Gen 2 where, like, it's shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And even them, right?
They're not, right.
But you look at Super Junior.
Well, yeah. But they're way old.
They're all, like, half of them are dads and, like, are married, right? So, I mean, there's that. I mean, I'm trying to think of girl groups. You would probably know better than I would.
Well, 21 is not well, even for sure either. They
don't. What about SNSD or AKA Girls Generation? I don't Girls follow Generation? Them
as much anymore, so I don't know.
So this is like an interesting thing to think of. But like if you're talking about the question itself, yeah, I think they'll have like another 2, maybe 3 years left in the tank before they make another decision. Because we need to get the second contract renewal, which will be coming in a couple months.
Right.
And when we get word of that, then we can. I feel like we'll have a better idea of like how much time is left. Right, the clock is already ticking, and then we'll get like a more solidified, like, date and time. Kind of when how long we could gauge it for.
Yeah, I feel like with these groups that have more members, it's always harder to think if they're all going to renew.
Right. Even I think Chewy was very close to like not renewing last time because of her parents and family. But she just, you know, went against everyone and was like, no, I'm going to stay with my girls.
Because, like, even 17, they have the same. They're coming up on their 10 years as well. And there's 13 of them.
That's a lot.
And when they renewed last time for an extended, like, 3 years, they were honestly, like, thinking about not renewing. And Mingyu
that's right.
was
oh,
the
shit.
One that told them, like, please, like let's stay together another 3 years. So, I mean, what's going
to
happen to them?
What's going to happen to 17? I know that's a good question, too. I mean, Woozi and Hoshi are really going to be going to the military.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a lot of different, you know, you have to, especially, you're right. That's a good point. When there's more members, there's more people to like
try
consider
to convince.
And convince, yeah. Right? So, I mean, that's why it's like, it's easy for Blackpink. Right. Especially because they're already
doing their own thing.
How successful they are is kind of wild already. And then they were able to like establish themselves as soloists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this tour that we just watched with them and that's going on is just like icing on the cake. Like they're just I feel like they're doing it because, you know, they're doing so well. And I really genuinely think they think of the fans.
Right.
And all of that. So I really appreciate it. And I think it's the same with a lot of these groups. I'm sure they take into consideration not just their personal lives, but like their fans. Because I'm sure a lot of them, especially the big ones, are very grateful
for
the support and, you know, just how successful they are. They wouldn't have gotten here without us.
Exactly.
Kind of thing, right? So I think Twice is always going to take that. Like every member is going to take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I think, yeah, that's pretty much it. I think 2 to 3 years within, you know, this coming October
renewal
for the next batch, and we'll just have to wait and see how long they renew for, and then that could be possibly the window left.
Because like it's not uncommon for groups to go past 10 years. They can keep going. Look at SHINee, look at Big Bang, they're still ongoing. Big Bang's coming up on like 20 years still.
That's kind of crazy to think
almost
of
almost in like 2 years
although
time.
They've lost like
they
two
have.
Members at technically right
yeah
kind of.
But they're still hanging in. So shiny.
I'm sure, like, we watched a lot of Run BTS episodes, and I feel like, haven't they mentioned, like, if they ever, they will continue till they're, like, in their 50s or 60s.
Yeah, they did, actually. So, and I feel like that's the same as Stray Kids. Stray Kids, on Bangchan especially, has mentioned that, too. Like, they just want to keep going until they can not go anymore, basically.
So, that's what we think for this one. And I know it was specifically Twice, but there's a lot of, like, we were talking about a lot of other groups. Because every group, especially, has their own circumstances. And you have to know the company, too. I think it's easier to renew when your company is more successful, right? Like the big four, the groups that you just brought up that are still going on.
Yeah, they come from the big four.
YG, and I mean, coming up next is going to be Hybe, because I mean, Hybe is more recent. But I think that's what it is too, because I feel like even like the ones that are like the not as big companies,
They don't stay as long.
They might not even make it to like the end of the contract sometimes. So you have to be very appreciative, and you know, if stuff doesn't go wrong and whatever smaller groups that you follow, like in smaller companies, at least make it through their official contract, right? Like,
seriously. Without anything happening to them.
And if you get a renewal, that's just like chef's kiss, right? So just enjoy it. Enjoy the ride while we have it, and I think that's all we can do. And I mean, it'll be, I'm not going to lie, like when the day Sana gets married, I'm just going to be so happy. But at the same time, in the back of in my head is like that John Cena meme or GIF where he's just like, he just like takes that deep breath and he like knows it's like, size kind of thing. So I just think of that. And that's probably how I am going to be too. And I'm sure it goes for Haley too, right? Like the day Hyunjin or Changbin gets married, you're like happy, but you're like, ah.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, oh.
Or even Jimin. Do you remember who that is?
Of course I do.
Or should I say Jungkook?
Jungkook. Swooning my heart.
And I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. But like, especially for me, like it's going to be like Sana, Nayeon,
Jenny,
Jiho. No, I'm talking about Twice.
Oh, Twice.
Anyone from Blackpink is going to just sting a little bit.
Yeah.
As much as it's like you're happy, like, oh, I'm so happy. Then you're crying on the inside and you're also making the Arthur fist at the same time. But so that's the Q&A episode this week. Anything you want to add, Haley, or any thoughts?
I think that's pretty much it. I said all I needed to say.
So thank you for throwing that at us, our fellow listener, for that one. Keep giving us questions. We have a lot already set up in terms of what we have. We don't know the actual question till like 5 minutes before we record.
We just
this.
Like randomly pick.
We just pick. So like it doesn't matter the order we receive it. We just answer the question. So hopefully this was a little interesting. I know it was more focused towards Twice. Maybe next week we will try to remember to do the podcast. And secondly, make sure it's a more general question too. But I just wanted to try this one out too. So to my fellow ones, shout out to my fellow ones, because at least Twice started off and kicked off the world tour. I cannot wait till they drop actual like world dates, like
probably
for the tour.
Like end of and this year. They'll announce it for North America.
Easily. And we still have to worry about hopefully getting into the fan meet.
Right.
For the 10th anniversary.
I think
which we are signing up
fan
for.
Fan kit is coming in
yeah,
on
me
Monday.
Too. I think so. Because I think we signed up separately email, you know, you have to have your own email, but I think we're getting the same package coming in at the same time. So looking forward to that. And whenever that drops, I mean, fingers crossed, that'll be our Korea/Japan trip.
Right.
And looking forward to that. So that'll be really fun and exciting. But thank you to everyone tuning in to this week's Q&A episode. Don't forget to tune into our regular schedulely programmed Thursday K-pop jammed filled updates and news and all that good stuff. Till the next episode, everyone, please take care. Stay safe. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. And hit us up where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And remember to always
stay safe.
I said that already. Peace.
Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals.
So build your card and shop Wayday starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.